you don't want to get up here close, take something, go sit down. You're good.
I'll bring you the other way.
Go ahead and swear in. We'll sit back. Let her have a swear, let's swear you in first. Raise your right arm.
And I then state your name.
I am Edward.
I solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution.
You solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of this state.
And the Constitution of this state.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Thank you.
I just know I had a cookie of the water. I wasn't going to be right behind that picture. Fight. Smile for the town historian now.
Oh.
You're welcome to have some treats.
I have a treat. And if you don't want to sit up, you can sit up here or you can sit down there if you don't feel comfortable sitting up here right now. But
yeah, I'll sit back.
Okay. We got ahead. We pretty well covered all the business. We've done the swearing in. Welcome, and for the council's information, we still have one more seat to fill, and I'll be working on that now. It's a 4-year seat, but we can only do it for 2 years because we can only fill it as a council appoint for a 2-year period of time, or until the next election. I just want to let the council know, both future and council now, our social will be on January 16th. It'll be at 7:00 p.m. So plan on that. You're all invited to that. Our next council meeting will be February 6th at 7:00 p.m. So any public comment? Okay, we can excuse Mylan.
Bye, buddy.
And thank you again for your service. We'll have a plaque, but here you go.
Oh, score.
Wish y'all luck.
We'll have you a plaque, too. So thank you for your service. And that's all I have as far as our meeting tonight. Do you have any public comment?
How about now, Mylan?
Any public comment, Mylan?
Do you want me to find
Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, you don't have to leave. Take some cookies home to your families if you need to. And thank you for coming down to get sworn in. That's not a problem.
We live in a small town, so it's...
Is that cold in
there?
Can I just throw that on the ground?
It's embarrassing.
Do you return your keys, Christy?
Yeah, in middle of December when I came in to sign that, I brought my book and keys and everything to Christy so she could get it ready for Adam.
Okay, good.
You were pre-planning this evacuation. I figured if I handed them in, I couldn't make it take.
Yes, I would love to clean record.
Thanks,
I did
man.
That.
Thanks.
Thanks
for that.
White husky at my house.
It's not yours?
Nope.
Is that one that's been running around?
I think it may have killed my goat. I don't know yet.
Oh.
I'm not sure.
Huskies will kill them. They're the worst of the problem. I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah. I think it's up around to first west and second south.
Yeah, because I live,
it's right across from
Mike.
It's right across from Mike now.
Is there a dog?
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
Whose dog is it? I can't remember what his name. It's the son's living with his dad there now. You know which house I'm talking about, though.
I'll have assignments made by next week so the council will know what their projects are going
to
be.
Everything.
Don't forget to do this.
Totally.
Our courses.
Totally.
Oh, yeah. Adam, you want to take some of your kids?
I'll take a brownie and a sugar cookie, and I'm bouncing.
Christie, no. Sean, whatever you want.
What's that?
Go ahead and get some for your family.
Oh. They probably have enough sugar in them already.
Thank you, I'll treat you.
Okay, thank you.
It's a great training, right?
It was fun watching my grandkids. They came over New Year's Day and they just run everywhere.
See, not like that. We didn't get to see our grandkids all through the holidays, so.
Were they like eclair or were they like?
We probably didn't get to see until February, give or take. It's hard having, even living in Twilla. It's hard for them to get all the way up here because of their jobs. And they don't like driving through Salt Lake. I almost had moved up here once.
The iron's finally started to kick. Seems to feel better. The girls got less.
Same cold. And they're confident they have it.
They got it. Rexland had it Wednesday and Sawyer started it on Thursday. And Thursday, Friday were the worst days. That's when they were running about 100. Sawyer got it on 92.3.
We'll see you guys in 2 weeks. We'll see you on Sunday.
Yeah, but yeah, that's not going to end. You'll get a plaque for your service, not just your nameplate.
Yes.
Me too. I think Melanie and the kids have been sick for a week and a half. And I think I got it like nearer, like when they were further along with it.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of the last one hanging off.
I'll never forget the one time someone came and said, Craig, my daughter's got hand, foot, and mouth. And he said, you're excused from council meeting. Don't you dare show up. And then him and Christy brought some ice cream over to my little girl. It was very sweet. We opened the door. There was Sawyer. She opened the door. And I visibly saw Craig do this. I loved it. I was just like, I know you don't want it, man.
Yeah, I've already been through enough this last year and a half.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. So we'll see you in a couple weeks.
We'll get to know you better.
Sorry.
That's okay. I'm a soldier in a boat, so.
Sorry again.
That's not a problem.
Won't happen.
Yeah, no problem. Take me home with your family.
I was telling her I put everything on the schedule, and that one didn't come. And after getting sick through the holidays, and all my time that I got off work, everybody was sick.
It's been like that all through town.
It really had especially when you have little kids.
Well, it's like I was talking to these guys. I think when we isolated ourselves for that COVID, we weakened our immune systems significantly.
100%.
Because kids are not recovering.
I absolutely agree with that.
Yeah, my grandkids that live just down the street from you. They live down the street from him, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Jeremy.
They've struggled all through the holidays.
Yeah, it's hard to even make it to church a lot of the time because kids are sick and you don't feel like you can bring it around to everybody else. And like, if you've got three kids, two adults, somebody's sick a lot of the time.
Yep.
You know, and it's hard to take three little kids to church.
And sometimes they go to church and come home and get something from being at church.
Yeah.
So.
Which like, it is probably ultimately a good thing to get sick more often because of the COVID thing where we were all sort of out on our own, our immune systems, they crashed. And so getting sick again is probably not the worst thing, as long as it doesn't kill you.
Right.
Yeah.
But things like these long-lasting colds, it's fine. You get through them, and I think you're better off in the end for it. But it's no fun either.
I had one for, I struggled one for 8 weeks. I had to get antibiotics. I had to get antibiotics and a steroid pack. I thought I was going to cough up lungs. And I just barely, just a week ago, started feeling good. 8 weeks I fought that thing.
Holy cow. That was crazy.
So, I know things are going around. So don't worry about it. Our next meeting's the first Tuesday and the second, third Tuesday of the month is when we meet.
The first and third?
First and third. So next one, we won't be having a council meeting. We're going to have a social.
Okay.
I don't do a December social. I do a January social. 'Cause is just, everybody just so much better, they like that so much better. So we'll have a social for the next one. And that, I'll give those guys plaques for their service, so.
And that's the 16th, and then February 6th, you said, was the first?
February 5th.
No, 6th.
6th.
It's the first Tuesday in February, whatever that is.
And it's the first and third.
Yeah.
I'm gonna, I plan on, once I.
That is the 6th.
For sure, to set up just a recurring calendar thing, that's the best way to do it.
We usually go the first and third, and some of the months, like June, we only hold one, July, we only hold one.
Actually, Adam, let me give you a resolution that we passed tonight.
Yeah, I'm gonna, I passed with the old council because you didn't count, so. I can just give mine, Christie.
I've got one. This is the resolution that we passed, and it has the.
That is perfect, thank you so much. All right, well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Have a wonderful night, I'll see you on the 16th.
Okay.
And that's just here, right?
I'll send out invitations, and we usually have it, we usually have it at the community center, but we're gonna be starting our new community center, so I'm gonna have to find a different facility.
They're gonna start construction, I don't know how far it will get. If we can still use it, we're gonna use it. Because people seem to come, and they don't have to leave town. And it's easier for those that have five babysitters. So, okay?
Have a wonderful night.
You too.
Thank you.